Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Scranton Mayor, Cole Gustaf, now joining us. So thank you very much, Cole, for being on.
Yep. Hi, Coltrane.
Well, Cole, as people know, you were newly elected Scranton Mayor at the beginning of 2018. You just are now finishing up your first year as mayor. So can you just kind of give us your thoughts to start out our program here as we reflect back on your first year and how that all kind of went for you?
I'd say my first year as mayor has gone pretty good given what's been thrown at me. We lost our clerk back in June, but she agreed to stay part-time as clerk until the position got filled and the new clerk got trained. We also lost our post office in October due to structural concerns, and we also lost a public works employee in November.
Next question I have for you here is any part of your job as mayor that you really liked over the course of 2018?
I really liked working with the people. I liked to resolve conflict. We've had a few disagreements with the council, but we always work together and do what's best for the city.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, was how was it working with city staff and city council being mayor? I'm sure it's a little different perspective being mayor of Scranton and sitting in that chair.
I was on council for about 8 years.
Okay.
So I was pretty familiar with it, but as far as the mayor role, not so much. But working with the city staff has been good. I always try to keep good communication going with them. Working with the city council this year has actually gone pretty well. The council knows what's needed and what needs must be done. They stay focused on main issues and concerns and make the process a lot easier.
Let's kind of go over some of the bigger city projects that were either completed this year or at least started this year. Can you kind of go over some of those main bigger projects that the city saw this year?
This year's kind of been more on planning for projects.
Okay.
We did receive a grant for the Parks and Rec for a new shelter house to be built at the Scranton School Memorial Park. It was to be completed this month, but due to a few issues in the weather, it will be extended until early spring. And we've also been working on an SRF project, which is a water quality, this year. And it has been decided that this project will be done between Scranton City Hall and Scranton Memorial Park.
Another aspect, and this is just probably not situated in just one community, but all across Greene County, and that seems to be the recurring issue of housing. Is that also an issue that you have there in Scranton?
Well, we do have an issue with housing. You know, some are just old and poor maintained. Others are just left abandoned, waiting to be torn down. We've had a lot of houses demolished in the last 5+ years. And one issue that we face is that people want the lot with no intention of building on it. And this year, I recommended to the council that we do not sell any lot without a written agreement stating that they will be building within a certain time frame. And if they don't comply in that time frame, then that property would be deeded back to the city. We've actually pretty much stuck with that. We did have one person that came in and bought a couple lots in town with the intention and the agreement to build on them lots. So hopefully that takes off for them and we can get some new houses built.
Do you have any other ideas or programs that either you or maybe some other entities in town there are looking into as far as improving the housing situation in Scranton?
Well, the past few years we've been working with Region 12, and they usually come in and do a survey around town, and usually about 4 to 5 people get picked to have their houses rehabilitated.
Now, kind of switching gears, if we could, Cole, and let's talk about one of the topics that you had brought up earlier in this program, and that was about the announcement about the post office there in Scranton being closed earlier this year due to structural issues and being deemed unsafe by the United States Postal Service. Can you just kind of expand on that issue for us a little bit, if you could, about maybe some of the feedback that you've been hearing from the citizens, and then provide us with an update of how that situation's been going?
Yep, news that absolutely nobody wanted to hear, and especially me. I really haven't had any negative feedback from the public. I'm sure they're frustrated with it as myself and the owner of the building. I have been in touch with the building owner, and he just received the report of the building inspection a few weeks ago. I'm not going to speak on his part, but he is taking steps to resolve this issue. There are other options the post office can do if the building does not get repaired, but until the USPS comes to the city, there is nothing we can do.
Well, let's take a look at another major event that happened this year. Sure, people remember RAGBRAI. It's kind of a big deal. And Scranton was actually selected as one of the pass-through towns on this year's route. Can you just tell us how that experience was for the city and how you thought that particular event went overall?
It was an awesome experience. It went better than we expected it to. We had a great RAGBRAI committee, and they did an amazing job planning, setting up, and recruiting volunteers. We We had amazing community support, and it was good to see the community come together. The Regbrae riders were very respectful this year, and we couldn't have asked for anything better.
As we look forward into 2019 here, I hear Scranton will be celebrating its 150th anniversary. So if you could tell us, Cole, when that celebration will be, maybe if you've got that scheduled yet to get that save the date out there, or at least provide us with an update of how those plans are coming together.
Yep, Scranton will be having its sesquicentennial on June 29th. We have a sesquicentennial committee that is planning it all out. Things are going good. There's lots of ideas and fundraising going on. And I do encourage anyone in town that wants to be a part of it to come to the meetings. And you can always contact City Hall if you have any questions or want to be a part of the committee or come to the meetings.
And then finally, Cole, if you wouldn't mind, are there any other projects or ideas of things that you would like to see or work on for next year?
The city will be contracting with Region 12 to start doing code enforcement in the spring of 2019. I know in the past we've had issues with follow-up on abatements, mm-hmm. and this should solve that issue. This will make it more fair to the people in town that each person that's not in compliance will be in violation and will get a notice. We will also be starting a rental inspection that will be contracted out in the spring of 2019. So any rental property in town will have to be registered and their properties will be inspected.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton, here with Scranton Mayor Cole Gustaf once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.